The Texas Capitol was besieged by emotional protest, those in blue pushing to restrict abortions and opponents of the restrictions wearing orange. Krista was one of them.
I don't know, but to me it feels like a political movement backed by religion, trying to force the values of a minority of Americans onto the rest of us.
But some anti-abortion protesters, who call themselves pro-life, see this as an ethical issue that goes beyond religion.
We know good and we know evil.
For Gloria Jane, it's personal. She expresses regret over the abortion she had as a teenager.
Abortion is just not right. It's not right. You'll feel the pain from it later.
And now Republican Governor Rick Perry has signed the measure outlawing abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy and requiring costly upgrades to abortion clinics. The law was passed by the Republican-dominated legislature. Democrats promised lawsuits to block its implementation. National groups pushing for a woman's right to an abortion that call themselves pro-choice say the new Texas law is similar to those passed in other states. Elizabeth Nash follows abortion legislation for the Guttmacher Institute in Washington.
There have been 180 abortion restrictions enacted since 2012 in a total of 30 states. So that is just a huge number of restrictions over a huge part of the country.
The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that abortion is legal, but that the states can regulate it. So pro-life groups are sponsoring legislation state by state to impose stricter regulations on clinics and doctors who perform abortions, especially late-term procedures. They're gaining ground in Republican-dominated states, but they're facing challenges in court. In Kansas, a law requiring women seeking abortions to be hospitalized has been challenged by a judge. A new North Dakota law requiring abortion doctors have admitting privileges at nearby hospitals also is under challenge. A similar law signed by Alabama's governor has been blocked by the court. But abortion opponents are fueled by the recent trial of a Philadelphia doctor convicted of murder and late-term abortions at his clinic, described as a house of horrors. Mallory Quigley represents the Susan B. Anthony List.
This is a problem that needs to be dealt with now, and we've got to stop the abortionists that are brutalizing women, brutalizing late-term children capable of feeling pain.
In public opinion polls, most Americans do oppose late-term abortions, but a large majority also opposes an outright ban on abortions. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Austin, Texas.